Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The European Union has signed a partnership deal with Tunisia's autocratic president Kais Saied, partly aimed at combating people trafficking. Tunisia has become the main departure point for migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. Grant Farrett has this report.
This deal covers areas including the economy, transport and clean energy. But it's a surge in people smuggling from Tunisia which has given the EU leaders a sense of urgency. Announcing the agreement in Tunis, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen promised tougher action against trafficking networks. President Saied, who's concentrated power in his own hands in the past 4 years, recently complained that hordes of migrants from sub-Saharan Africa were changing the demographic makeup of his country.
Meanwhile, Libyan border guards have rescued dozens of sub-Saharan migrants who say they were dumped by Tunisian police in a desert near the border with Libya. Several groups of people, including women and children, were found in 40-degree heat in an uninhabited region, around 150 kilometres southwest of Tripoli. In all, around 80 people were rescued. Most had no food or water. Meteorologists are warning of record high temperatures across southern Europe in the coming days, caused by a new anticyclone that's arrived from Africa. In Italy, forecasters predict that a heat storm will blanket the entire country. Spain is braced for forest fires and an intensified heatwave from Monday. Meanwhile, in the United States, 38 southern and western cities expect to record their highest ever temperatures today. Khalil Washington lives in Phoenix, Arizona, which is also facing extreme temperatures.
It's like very dry heat. If you ever like stood next to an oven while you're baking something, it's like that, but like it's coming from every direction and you can't escape it unless you go inside. It's very, very hot.
Police in Iran have resumed their patrols to catch the growing number of women disobeying rules on covering their hair in public. Vans of the so-called morality police have reappeared in many junctions in Tehran, but reports say so far they're content to issue verbal warnings of possible prosecution, warnings that few women seem to take seriously. It comes 10 months after the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, a young woman accused of violating the dress code. The student says the police can't deal with the number of women defying the rules.
Do you think the morality police can prevent women from not wearing a hijab? They cannot impose it like before. The number of people who do not obey is too high now. They cannot handle all of us. The last thing they can do is use violence and force against us. They can't do it.
BBC News. The owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, says the company has lost almost half its advertising revenue since he bought it for more than $40 billion last October. In a tweet, Mr. Musk conceded that his hopes of returning Twitter to a positive financial position by June had not materialized, but he said this month was looking more promising. The tech giant Microsoft has signed an agreement to keep the hugely popular game franchise Call of Duty on Sony's PlayStation console. Microsoft is in the process of trying to buy the game's publisher, Activision Blizzard. The deal is worth nearly $70 billion, but has faced opposition from regulators in the United States and Britain. The Spanish player Carlos Alcaraz has become the youngest men's champion at the Wimbledon tennis tournament since the 1980s. The 20-year-old beat Novak Djokovic in 5 sets. Djokovic said his defeat was difficult to swallow, but he described Alcaraz's performance as amazing. Delith Lloyd was at centre court.
Carlos Alcaraz, at age 20 years and 72 days, he's that young, playing in his first ever Wimbledon final and dethroning the king of the All England club, Novak Djokovic, who was bidding for an 8th title here. Remember, a few weeks ago, Novak Djokovic won the French Open, his 23rd Grand Slam title. He's been the pretender to Djokovic for the last year or so, Carlos Alcaraz, but he's proved he can play with him, alongside him, and he's proved he can beat him on grass.
13 human skulls stolen from an Irish monastery more than a century ago have been returned to the island of Inishbofin for burial. In 1890, two academics took the 400-year-old remains, which were considered sacred, in the middle of the night before smuggling them back to the mainland. The islanders had been petitioning for their return. BBC News.